This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we progress further in Philippians with Timothy and Epaphroditus. We are the circumcision, a righteousness not my own, straining forward, and our citizenship is in heaven. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise. For it is to the Father, as to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Sanctified us in the true faith.
Oh, let us worship Him.
the Lord has sanctified us in the true faith.
Reading from Romans chapter 4. What then shall we say was gained by Abraham, our forefather, according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Now to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. And to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. Just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one to whom God counts righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So preaching in Kramer Chapel on a Monday is always an interesting experience to me because it's nearly impossible to think about the text for Monday without also thinking about the text for the previous day. You end up kind of writing two sermons at the same time, so everything mixes together in your head. Now this week we have one of those happy occurrences where today's text follows on the heels of yesterday's text in a beautiful way. So in case you missed it, or maybe your fieldwork congregation follows the one-year lectionary, yesterday morning we heard from Mark chapter 9 about the father who came to Jesus on behalf of his son who was possessed by a demon such that the disciples were unable to cast it out. It's in response to this father's explanation, "So I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able," that Jesus laments, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you?" It is the faithlessness of the current generation that causes our Lord such consternation. Indeed, faith continues to be a crucial importance in this encounter as the father of the boy continues. "But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us," unsure of whether Jesus will be able to help when his disciples were unable. "If you can," Jesus responds, "all things are possible for one who believes." And it's here that the father cries out those immortal words, "I believe, help my unbelief." As I have said before from this pulpit, this is a cry of faith asking for more faith. And it demonstrates exactly what we mean when we recite the third article of the Creed and its meaning from the Small Catechism. The Holy Spirit gives us faith, faith that believes. And as Jesus says, all things are possible for one who believes. So faith is central to that pericope. Now today, St. Paul calls our attention to the faith of Father Abraham, quoting from Genesis 15 and saying, "Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness." St. Paul goes to great lengths to make it absolutely clear that it is not works that justified Abraham, but it was his faith. Yes, even the great father Abraham, the founder of a great nation, was not justified by anything that he had done. Indeed, if anyone could be justified by works, perhaps Father Abraham. But no, Abraham could not work so that he could collect his wages from God as if they were his due. On the contrary, he was justified because he believed God. All things are possible for the one who believes. Now, this message is of great comfort to us who are ungodly. This is a great comfort to anyone who has ever struggled with sin, who has ever struggled with temptation, who has struggled with guilt and with doubt. This is a great comfort to anyone who has ever cried out in despair and asked God, "But what about me? Are not my sins too grave? Is not my guilt too great? Is not my shame too deep? Is it possible that the Lord could have mercy on me? That he could forgive me, that he would justify me? Is it possible for me to be righteous as he is righteous, ungodly though I am?" And to this, our Lord says, "All things are possible for one who believes. He says, I have shown you mercy. I have justified you. I have made you righteous by my body given for you and my blood shed for you. No matter how great your sin, your guilt, or your shame may be, my cross is greater. Do not be unbelieving, but believe. Now, this text had me thinking about this same message that I preached to a man in the library this summer. He wandered onto campus looking for a pastor. Now, many of you may not know this because you've never been here at this time of year, but in late August, after summer Greek has concluded, this campus is kind of a ghost town. I think I was probably the only pastor on campus that day, late in the afternoon, so he found me. This man told me that he'd just been diagnosed with a terminal illness. He didn't have much time left, and now, suddenly confronted with the reality of his mortality, he realized the severity of all the things that he had done. So he wanted a pastor. He wanted a church. He wanted God. But throughout our conversation, he kept asking me, how could something that happened so long ago work for me? How could it be for me? He was aware his works could not justify, but only condemn. So I pointed him to the cross of Jesus. Believe in this. Cling to this, and it will be counted to you as righteousness. Sadly, he seemed so close to faith, but he could not, in that short time we had together, come to believe that Christ's death and resurrection were for him. So he left me abruptly, wanting some time to think about the things that I told him. He wouldn't give me his number that I might follow up, only his first name. But he did take with him the address and the phone number of the closest LCMS church to his house. So I pray earnestly that he went there. The Lord was calling him, and I hope that he did not turn away. I still think about him a lot. So I want you to know, if you ever find yourself in a situation like this man, or anyone you meet, anyone you love, know this. It is through faith that Father Abraham was justified. And it is through faith that God justifies even the ungodly. And to the one who does not work but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. It is through faith that God justifies you and me, no matter how impossible it might seem at times. In hearing this, then, how can we do anything but cry out and ask, just as the Father did in yesterday's text, I believe, help my unbelief. The cry of faith which asks for more faith. And that faith, my friends, is counted to you as righteousness. Thanks be to God. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds with Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, our support and defense in every need, continue to preserve your church in safety, govern her by your goodness, and bless her with your peace. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Almighty God, you gave your servant Cyprian boldness to confess the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Give us strength always to be ready to give a reason for the hope that is in us and to suffer gladly for your name's sake. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Bless us and direct our days and our deeds in his peace.